Hey, welcome to Big Fish Small Pond. Today is September 23rd, and I'm Andrew Werdahl. Marlins had Thursday off, so there's not a whole lot to talk about with the Major League club, really. A couple like minor news notes just to get you up to speed with what you'll see today as the Marlins face off against the Washington Nationals against Josiah Gray yet again. A 6:40 start time, pretty typical as the Marlins face the Nationals at home. Braxton Garrett really likely to get the start. He's coming back to the Major League roster along with Peyton Burdick, as Trevor Rogers and Joey Wendell are headed to the IL. Trevor Rogers with that lat issue, and Joey Wendell with a hamstring strain. Probably going to be the end of Trevor Rogers' 2022 season. Wendell pretty up in the air as for whether or not he will return, with the hamstring being like much more like, I mean, truly minor to deal with when compared to a lat for a pitcher. I'm sure you heard Jazz Chisholm Jr. will be playing shortstop for Great Britain in the World Baseball Classic. And really, I want to like kind of draw attention to something. The Miami Herald put out a, well, Barry Jackson is working on a six-part series currently examining the Marlins franchise. Their first piece dropped yesterday, titled The Team That Can't Hit: Why the Marlins Rebuild Derailed and What an Analysis Revealed. A little tease of that though, and this is like a direct quote from the article, of the 33 position players ranked among MLB.com's top 30 Marlins prospects from 2018 through 2020, the first 3 years of Sherman's ownership, only one shortstop, Jazz Chisholm, has become an above average hitter. Barry does go on to get into many of those prospects, certainly some that are still contributing to the team, some that have already gone other ways. Really great breakdown of just every individual player. It's really like, I don't know, I think it's going to be an interesting series to say the least. And that's like totally aside really from what's going on with the Marlins. I know like as fascinating as like things that like roster construction are, I mean personally I'm just a person that loves baseball really. So I mean, often I'm even like approaching it from different angles. Like I'll play like the daily fantasy games. I buy baseball cards. I swing a bat every now and again. I just love the sport really. And that's in addition to like regularly watching games, Marlins or otherwise, Major League or otherwise. So really I want to talk about just like finding joy in baseball. Obviously, like, this year hasn't been what any of us really expected for the Marlins. And by any of us, I mean literally any of us. I think we all were under the impression that the Marlins were making, like, the desired strides. And at this point, it's, like, clear that there's something there. Thus the importance of Barry's reporting, but thus the importance of us as fans to find just like joy wherever we can, really. This weekend we have Sandy Alcantara set to go on Saturday against the Nationals for what could be the last start of what could be a Cy Young. And there's other great baseball going on in the organization as well. Really want to draw some attention to the Pensacola Blue Wahoos, because tonight they have a game that you might want to check out for yourself. It will be at 7:05 Eastern Time. Dax Fulton will be getting the start for the Blue Wahoos after the Marlins affiliate made a great comeback against the Montgomery Biscuits, the Tampa Bay Rays AA team. They lost the first game of the playoff series. Game two, they were down by 5 runs, came back to win it on like a Nassim Nunez home run, like a go-ahead home run, his first in AA. that's the sort of thing that I'm talking about with, like, the joy of baseball, really, because it is so easy to get caught up in the expectations and the understanding of, like, oh, what is going to probably, you know, happen on the play. And I stumbled through that kind of on purpose. It's illustrative. The pitcher throws the ball. You don't know where it's going to go exactly. The hitter doesn't know exactly what they're going to be doing with that ball yet. It's this action that has to happen on the field. And we're at the crunch point of the season for many, many of these professional baseball players. And it's exciting because it's all stuff that just, like, has to be done. Really, you can't be reliant on what you think might happen. Even, like, checking out MLB.com, they're all the hubbub, of course, is about Aaron Judge's pursuit of the Yankees in the American League home run record. But they're, like, showing his, like, the pace he's on pace for. And it, I mean, I don't know how you really figure that out when it seems like everyone just might walk the guy. Totally, like, I think rude. But it's so tough to, like, have some expectation past some sort of, like, newly defined precedent for all the possibilities and for all the, like, the probabilities. There really isn't that. That's not at play. The game is, and that's where things will be decided. Like, you know, the Blue Wahoos players are not thinking at any point beyond this Friday night game against the Montgomery Biscuits. Just another quick note to get you kind of caught up, headed up to this 6:40 start time. Peyton Burdick is back to the Marlins. He did not do very well with the Jumbo Shrimp after he was sent down. Really, like, 4-for-41 with 21 strikeouts. That first game down in Jacksonville against the Iowa Cubs, he hit a triple and a home run, and those were, you know, literally four, like, half of those hits that he had in his time at Triple A. So he's certainly been in a slump. Barry Jackson did a great job breaking down Peyton Burdick, really, like, articulating how he was exposed with pitches out of the zone, thanks to his, like, open stance. So again, that's another guy where we're looking at something's going to happen and change on the field. Well, or it's not going to happen and change on the field. But he's back up, filling in a need for another bat on the Marlins. Pretty fun, though, that he was 5-for-5 with stolen bases in that short stint with Jacksonville. But really, yeah, we're talking about baseball. We have another weekend of baseball ahead of us, and I'm excited for it. This Marlins and Nationals series, both teams well out of playoff contention, and maybe that's your, like, sort of pretension to watch, that, like, impetus to, like, take in a game because it has some, like, meaningful consequences down the line, or, like, whatever you want to talk about. I mean, I personally love the World Series, so, like, that's a huge thing for me as a fan. But seriously, on today, September 23rd, I totally encourage you to engage with baseball in your own way. Find what's fun about it, what, like, really, like, gives you that spark. And, yeah, go for it. Maybe it's watching the Blue Jays, maybe it's watching the Marlins, maybe it's buying baseball cards, maybe it's, you know, putting some money on some players or something on, you know, one of those daily fantasy sites. I don't know what to do for you. I'm not gonna act like I'm some baseball fan doctor, and I certainly hope you never mistake me to be such, to be you. Yeah, I regret even saying it. But anyhow, that's basically it for today. Fish Stripes Live will get you totally set for the matchup leading up to the 6:40 start time. Check it out on Twitter, Fish Stripes, or whatever you get your Fish Stripes, really. So, yeah, thanks for listening. I've been Andrew Berdahl. I'll be back with you on Tuesday after this national series, after this Blue Wahoos Biscuits series, and with you for the rest of the season. So thanks for listening. I'll be back on Tuesday, but until then, don't act like you're waiting for me or something. That'd be weird. Go forth into baseball. Or check out Atlanta on Hulu. So long as you also check out the Miami Herald's coverage of this, like, deep-cutting organizational issue. But seriously, take it with joy.